I'm Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. I'm with a good friend Lloyd, a fellow who attends meetings that I attend, but also now attends meetings on the inside in the jails. And folks, for those who've never done something like that, I've been doing it for quite a while now, and after 15, 16 years of it, there's nothing in my life that is more rewarding than going into jail, you know. And people say, yeah, but, you know, you get to come out. I say, I know that. And so do the people that we see inside, but they look forward to us coming there. I look forward to going there. They feel better when it's time to quit and we have to move on, and I get to go home high, you know. And any highs that I've experienced in my life, whether it was, you know, dope of some kind or booze in the distant past, nothing compares. Nothing compares to the high of a spiritual experience. And that's what I get every time I go into a jail. And folks, if you've saw or seen some of the little miracles, people with varied mental illnesses coming together and totally attentive, things that just don't add up and that I'm not capable of doing, but somehow get done in those meetings over time. And some of it you've seen already, Lloyd, but you'll see more and more. I'm really happy you chose to go that route. It's a phenomenal service. And, you know, we've got 20 facilitators now, you know, going into these places, and a few more on the road to orientation and so on, and a couple of institutions that we're looking at serving in. And, you know, we need a lot of help. But by the way, if you can help us, go to our website and help us any way you can. And if you'd like to be a volunteer, please get in touch with me, scott@sharingtheburden.ca. Connect with me anytime you want, and be happy to also get you on the radio here and hear a little bit about your story. What makes you tick? What in you that does make you tick might be something that'll keep someone else alive. So, Jay, we haven't talked much today. What's your sense? You know, we're always talking about higher powers and so on, because we believe the 12 steps were designed to hook people up into a place where they could have spiritual experiences and of their own kind, but we have a pattern to kind of hopefully make that happen and give people, as Lloyd's explaining, the sense of some security of a spiritual nature in what we do in our service work. And I know you do a lot of service work on your own to fundraise for the Kidney Foundation, for
That's
instance,
right, yeah.
And so on. And you're quite involved. Your spiritual capacity in that, are you connected? Do you feel connected? You know, you walk around like I do, talking to God, and hopefully not out loud.
Yes, I know.
What's your take on it, Jay?
Just with all my health issues that I've gone through lately, and, you know, I've gone through some low times. Like, I was in the hospital for 2.5 weeks, and, you know, I was very scared. I was getting, you know, tremors at the time, and I was very scared, thinking, is this going to be a permanent thing? And that's where I turned to God, and I said, you know, God, help me. You know, I just hope the doctors can figure this out. And, you know, eventually they did figure it out, and I was able to, you know, get out of the hospital. But with my dialysis I'm going through right now, you know, I try to live each day to the fullest, and, you know, just so grateful that, you know, when I go through a treatment that I'm feeling better at the end of the night. And, you know, I hope that, you know, I don't have to do it for too much longer, that I can find a donor and get back to, you know, living a full life again. But I realize it'll take some time and some patience, but you just have to have faith that, you know, things will get better.
Thanks. And the, like you say, the faith, obviously you've got a chunk of it, because you're able to, as best anyone can anyway, live one day at a time and not get too anxious. And I mean, you know, you have plenty of good reason to have some anxiety and so on around, you know, your life, how it goes, things you have to withstand on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, especially dialysis.
Right now. Oh, sure.
I've spent time in those places with people, with friends, and it's it's a long, grueling task. And, you know, and you, like, say 3-4 times a week is heavy duty. Are you down to 3 permanently now?
Down to 3 right now. So hopefully I can stay at 3 times a week. So one of my my potassium levels is a little bit on the high side. So I have to take some medication to keep that in check, because if it gets too high, it can cause some heart problems. So they really monitor things closely with my blood levels, and just to make sure that the dialysis is doing what it should be doing.
Yeah. In general, with you know, the condition, especially the kidney part, is there any pain associated with that? I mean, in general.
No, I mean, just a little bit of pain when the needles go in for dialysis, then other than that, you know, it's fine. But yeah, sure, there's times after my treatment that I'm a little bit tired or whatever, but I feel better, you know, after the treatment. Yeah. Like I just been. You know, on dialysis since the beginning of August or the middle of August, and you know, since then I've you know felt a lot better. I was going through a rough time. I had a lot of fluid on me, and it was really weighing me down. But now that you know, that's under control. Yeah. So yeah. So it's so great to you know be healthy, to you know get back to you know producing, sharing the burden, and getting back to doing some of the things that I enjoy. And a kidney transplant, whenever that happens someday, will give me even more freedom to do what I want to do in my life.
So how do you live one day at a time and stay there? You know, we read this yesterday, today, and tomorrow at every one of our meetings, which really just shows you how to live in the now, you know, because yesterday's gone and tomorrow isn't here yet, and the thing in between is now. And for people to stay in that, which is the only place they can really stay, is almost impossible to convince them of. They're always in what when this, what if that, what if I would have done that different, that would make a difference, and how am I going to do that next time, and so on and so forth.
Right.
But the reality is they only have, like you say, this day, and you're able to live it to the fullest. So you're not living in the what if scenarios or the better could scenarios, you know, and that's admirable. You have a secret for that, or is decision? How do you do that?
Yeah, sure. There's always that, you know, what if, you know, something I could have done better. But no, I just realize that I'm doing well today, and, you know, whatever happens tomorrow, and just to, you know, live, you know, the day as best I can, and you know, try to, you know, manage my health as much as I can. And because today's the day that I don't have dialysis. So I think of what can I do today to, you know, stay healthy. So by the time my next treatment comes around, that you know, I'll be feeling as well as I can, and just to you know listen to the doctors and listen to the support from my friends and family, and listen to their advice, and they can help me, you know, to get through those you know tougher times and keep me as strong as I can.
You know, it's neat that just listening to you is that you've found a way to mix real productivity with recovery. You know, and by recovery I mean using the dialysis systems to keep your body, you know, in the hope of long term, of course, getting another kidney. But but you're also able, like, you come in, you produce this show, you produce another show, you have your own bigger show, but you might want to tell us about that too. And Jay has his own show called Block Party. I'll get him to just tell you about that. And anyway, I respect, and I think you're quite the man. So keep on trucking.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so you can tune into my dance music radio show, The Block Party, here on Westall FM every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. We got had a live DJ on the show last week, so we have some live DJs in, and you know, play some DJ mixes and get you up dancing every Saturday night. So it's a show I've really enjoyed doing. And this coming Saturday, some friends that I met through my Block Party are putting together a special event for me called the Jam for Jason. They, you know, with all the health issues I've been through, they want to put this event together to, you know, do something good. They said I've supported a lot of DJs on my show, and now they want to give back to helping me. And we're going to raise some funds for the Kinney Foundation. So if you want to look for the event on Facebook, it's going to be down at the T&M Sidewalk Cafe this Saturday at 9 o'clock, so right on the Danforth there. So come out, and it would be great to see you. We can dance and, you know, raise some money for the Kidney Foundation.
Wow,
yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And the website or how to connect?
It's on Facebook. So if you look up Big Love, a Jam for Jason, you can find the event on Facebook. And it would be great to see you. And if you can't make it, it'll be broadcast on another radio station. So you can always tune in there or make an online donation if you want to do that for sure. And but you know, now that I'm healthy and able to, you know, get out and dance, and I think it'll be a really, really good thing to, you know, I haven't seen a lot of my friends in a while, so it'll be great to get out and see my friends again.
That's great.
Yeah.
And folks, please support this guy and his causes. They're very important. And as you know, and Jay was born with only one kidney, and, you know, and when that went south, for lack of a better term, his sister was able to give him one of hers, and that's 20 years old now, and then apparently in the vernacular of kidney transplants and so on, that's a good age. And,
yeah, it's a long
and
time.
He needs
yeah.
another one. So.
Yeah, longer than what the doctors said. So, you know, they said 10 years, so to be almost 20 years is quite amazing.
So if in your heart of hearts, for whatever reason, you're guided to give one of those away, this is your man. Find him through the radio station. Find him through us if you want, sharingtheburden.ca, stbradio.ca. We'll pick it up either way, and we'll direct it. So back to Lloyd, our guest. We didn't forget him. Lloyd, when you hear me talking to Jason here, especially about staying in the moment, which, as you know, from the meetings and so on, we always we go through that yesterday and day and tomorrow and so on. And you do live that way. You told me on the way up here that, you know, so many people are, you know, we were talking about a friend who plans so far ahead and gets so excited about all the best parts of the possibilities of something going on that he lives and spends and everything accordingly based on maybe something's going to happen, and then if that does, something else will, and so on. And then when any part of it caves in, he's in big trouble emotionally and financially and every other way. So how do you keep it? How do you stay in the moment? Like, will you have a way to do it?
You know, wonderful story, Jason.
Oh, thank you.
You know, glad I was here to hear that, listen to your story. I mean, every time I come and, you know, just see you and, you know, the strength and character that you display is so wonderful and marvelous. Stay in the moment. You know, I've always just lived for today. I'm not a real worrier, and you know, in the jails yesterday, I tried to tell people that too. Like, you know, live for today. You know,
you're right.
I've never wanted to thought about tomorrow, for some reason. I don't know.
I guess that can be good, but it can be a
yeah.
It can bite you in the soul.
It almost seems carefree, but yeah, it's not.
No, you're right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can. I believe you can plan. You know, I mean, have some plans, but make the plan and then, you know, go at it one thing at a time. And the one thing is the thing you do now, and the rest, you know, go to bed at night with, make a list of what tomorrow is going to be look like and prioritize it and just keep the first three, throw the rest away and go to bed knowing that when you wake up, you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to determine what you're going to do in the morning. It's already there. So you probably won't wake up. And when you wake up, it's number one, and you do number one until you can't go any further. And then you attack two and so on, you know, and that's, it sounds so simple, but companies have been telling their employees to operate that way, and it makes a huge difference.
I think the part of that, too, is the way I grew up, too. You know, I grew up on the street, so, you know, all we really worried about was today.
Yeah, surviving.
You know, yeah, I never really worry about tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true, you know, and we can say all we want, and oftentimes after I have that talk about, you know, believing it's all kind of scripted anyway,
yeah.
You sometimes think, well, to spend time, you know, when we've got this wonderful God, this wonderful creator who has put it all together and put all the time in, if and that's inconceivable because it seems to be operating from outside of time. You know, somehow God can do that. But, you know, go outside and see the end. And you know what's neat, too, there is, before I forget, is it's, you know, again, scriptural that you're seen, you know, as a believer in that faith, you're seen by the Almighty Creator as a perfect human being. So, in other words, because that God can see everything from beginning to end, he sees the end result. And those that he's created to, you know, to be living his way, if you will, and maybe everybody, I don't even know, but at least I know that part. That's how he sees you, you know? So he sees you like that, so it's got to be true. And you take time away, you just don't know when you're going to reach that. But, you know, to me, that's pretty secure, too, you know? And whenever, and I'm in no hurry, because I think when you reach, if you ever do, perfection on this side, I think you'd be smoke as fast as you were, you know, conceived in the first place, because... You know, there's nothing else for you to do in the human worldly sense. You move into the spiritual realm, and I think that's, you know, that's what many people want. But I, you know, as much as this old body hurts and stuff, I kind of want to stay in it for a while. I don't know about you guys, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm grateful. You know? Grateful to be here today, Scott. You know, like, thanks a lot for, you know, introducing me to the jail program. Mm, you know, welcome. I get to give back. It feels so good to give back to the program, and you know, I it's making me grow into the person I should have been. It seems like almost like, you know, what I went through, it was for this purpose.
I believe that.
You can relate to that.
I believe that. That's the other thing we always tell people, you know. Don't complain. Talk to whatever you believe. Put it all together. You know, talk to your God, your higher power. Don't bother mankind about, you know, your woes and so on. No man created your way and so on. So, you got a problem. You know, talk to the Almighty and see how your sense changes. And I think with that, we'll probably do a little bit of a wrap here and move on to the next thing in our lives. What do you think, Jay?
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, the hour went by fast. It always does.
We'll get out a couple of minutes early and give the other guys a chance. So, until we meet again, we'll see you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Until we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.